Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. Family, colleagues, ocean activists, and even the United States Congress recently celebrated the centennial of the birth of Jacques Cousteau, the French inventor, oceanographer, filmmaker, and advocate for the ocean who died in 1997, but left behind a curious legacy of conflicted organizations, competing wives and children, and committed, sometimes disappointed individuals whose knowledge of the ocean and the need for its understanding and care was formed by his television programs, films, and powerful, charming persona. A few years ago, I had the privilege of attending a reunion of the early members of Team Cousteau, the writers, filmmakers, and crew of Calypso, the converted minesweeper that was the base of operations for the production of The Undersea World of Jacques Cousteau, that in the 1960s and 70s brought brilliant and alien access to submarine habitats and creatures to millions of armchair viewers and to a significant number of today's ocean scientists and educators, myself included. The party went through the night, with myriad stories of danger, disorganization, surprise, and fun inspired by the man's determination and spirit. While these veterans had all moved on to very successful careers after and elsewhere, it was clear that those adventures remained at the core of who they were and what they believed in. After Cousteau's death, things deteriorated. Calypso and her wind-powered successor, Halcyon, became horror stories of neglect, and the Cousteau Society, once one of the largest environmental organizations worldwide, declined and fragmented. Today, the Cousteau legacy is advanced by a much diminished society, split between the United States and France, managed by his widow, Francine, with her son Pierre-Yves, who are collaborating with the National Geographic Society on ocean conservation films and mobilization of scuba divers to be active advocates for the ocean. There is also an announced initiative of €9 million restoration fund to restore the ships to operating condition. Jean-Michel Cousteau, son of the first wife, is the president of the Ocean Futures Society, an accomplished and successful filmmaker himself, and a peripatetic ocean advocate who recently appeared in Louisiana with football stars Drew Bledsoe and Troy Aikman to endorse Ozonix, a new chemical large-volume oil-from-water removal system owned by Ecosystem Energy Services, in which the two athletes are investors. Jean-Michel's children, Céline and Fabien, are also involved, working with their father. Moreover, Céline is a spokesperson for the Clean Up the World campaign, promoting voluntary cleanup of local environments, for Too Precious to Wear, a coalition of fashion designers advocating against the use of coral for jewelry and home design, and for La Prairie, a Swiss cosmetic company with a line of advanced marine biology creams. While Fabien is founder of Plantafish, an organization working to revive aquatic life around the world, oysters in New York Harbor, turtles in El Salvador, mangroves in South Florida, and coral in the Maldives. Last year, at a large multi-generational family gathering, I asked the 25 or so people around the table if they'd heard of Jacques Cousteau. Those over 55 years of age definitely had. The others, mostly teenagers and 20-somethings, definitely had not. This anecdotal measure does nothing to diminish what Cousteau gave to so many, and what his family is trying to do in his name. But it does put into question the relevance and efficacy of focus, more on the man than the message. As a motivative force for his time, Cousteau was undeniable and without equal. How do we generate a comparable force today? Every action in the name of the sustainable ocean counts, but what can we do differently or more to inspire the succeeding generation to the recognition and commitment and action that was engendered by Cousteau? As a birthday tribute, Google devoted its homepage doodle to honor the Cousteau contribution to ocean awareness. In the meantime, Deepwater Horizon continues to spill countless barrels of oil that continue to defile miles of coastal beaches and immeasurable marine resources. I can already feel the press interest beginning to fade away, unable to sustain a story that is the same and worse day after day. Where is the Cousteau for our time? We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced by Amelia Poole in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.